listening to the truth of the youth, by the youth, and for the youth.
You are indeed listening to truth of the youth. And it's that time of the hour that we will be talking to Viola Manuel, the country director of Emoti South Africa. Viola Manuel is an accomplished senior executive with extensive experience in both strategy and implementation. Viola has an impressive track record of sitting on numerous boards and receiving multiple award nominations in addition to a strategic expertise. Viola holds an assessor qualification from the Services Theatre and a moderator qualification from Theatre. Emoti South Africa is a non-profit organization, and the most important responsibility is funding, growth, accomplishment, and implementation of the Emoti concept in schools and municipalities. Emoti's most important social mission is to develop robust youth. We include all, as I said before. Additionally, Emoti South Africa has most important social mission to develop robust youth. Emoti South Africa has a variety of brand ambassadors, including Sia Kulisi, Penny Labanya, Carl Vasti, Elena James, Inayanda Tlamini. So, tonight we have with us Miss Viola Manuel. Hello, Miss.
Good evening to all your listeners.
I'm good, and yourself?
Very, very well. Thank you for asking.
Okay, it's good to hear. So, Viola, you are the country director of Emoti South Africa. Can you tell us more about Emoti and how it started?
Okay, thank you so much for this opportunity to chat to you and to the listeners. So, it's not actually an acronym, it's a word. So, we always refer to it as MOT. So we don't say MOT, it's not an acronym. And the word MOT is a Norwegian word, mm-hmm. because MOT started out in Norway, mm-hmm. and it's the word MOT in Norwegian actually means courage. So okay. It's very close to the Afrikaans. You know, I'll say a whole MOT.
Yes.
So MOT is actually a Norwegian word. And how MOT started in South Africa was actually about 15 years ago. The founders of MOT, Atle and Sigrun Vavik, came over to South Africa with some of their colleagues, and they spoke about MOT and what MOT could do. They mm-hmm. had various examples of the successes of the MOT program in Norway, and yes. Mr. Yanni Isaacs, who was the CEO of the College of Cape Town at that time, met up with Atle and Sigrun, and he heard about the program and then spoke to them about how could they get this amazing program into our South African schools and our South African colleges. And so 15 years ago, they made the decision to actually introduce MOT to our colleges mm-hmm. and our schools. And that's how MOT South Africa started. And so we were very excited on Friday. We actually had our MOT enthusiast gathering where we were able to celebrate our 15th birthday in South Africa. And we had Atle and Sigrun here with us from Norway to celebrate with us. So it was a fantastic, very exciting day on Friday, celebrating the start of MOT in South Africa.
Okay, that's a long story. So, Ms. Viola, because it's Mental Health Awareness Month, how can organizations best support young people who are suffering from mental health issues?
Okay, so MOT's connection to mental health is that we focus on building, in a very proactive way, building resilience and mental strength in our youth.
Mm.
And the way we do it is we work with various organizations and with departments, and we actually go into the schools and we speak about three very specific values.
Mm.
We speak about the courage to care, and we believe that if you can teach people to care about others mm. and to focus on others and assisting others with the problems that they have and the concerns that they have, it is a very good thing for your mental resilience, because what it allows you to do is it allows you to help other people and view other people's problems and see that you are not alone You know, yes. You are not going through this on your own. You're not the only person that is going through a difficult time. The second thing that we talk about is the courage to live. We talk about how do you truly live in spite of the circumstances and in spite of the difficulties you go through.
Yes.
How do you experience life in a positive way? And then we speak about the courage to say no. And with that value, we talk about how do we create boundaries for ourselves so that we don't allow these disruptive forces into our lives, and so we can have a lot more stability in our lives. And by disruptive forces, we could even mean chemical abuse, drugs and drug and substance abuse. So those are three values that MUT promotes, and we have had tremendous success in actually being able to measure the fact that that program, when we do it with young people, it does provide a very strong level of mental health and mental strength.
Okay. So what other skills does MUT South Africa provide to young people?
So it's really just the skills of coping with life, and viewing life differently. So one of the things, for example, that we talk about is one of the tools MUT provides is we talk about the flashlight.
Mm.
And we teach youth to be able to identify positives in dire situations and negative circumstances, because very often our negative circumstances can become so overwhelming that we forget that your disappointment can actually be the appointment for something new and exciting in your life. So we really teach them different tools. We teach them about jet fuel, how jet fuel can, if you know how to fill up your tank with jet fuel, you can also know how to bring yourself out of a negative space or out of a negative situation mentally. So there's so many tools that we teach them. We talk about the bridge, crossing the bridge. We use bridges to cross over negativity to positivity. So there's various tools that we will teach young people when we take them through our program. Those tools are so important in building that mental resilience.
Earlier you told me about how MUT started. What are some of the accomplishments for the past 15 years?
Well, we've been able to train almost 90,000 young people, specifically in the Western Cape. I think another accomplishment for us is that we are now found ourselves moving out of just the Western Cape to the Northern Cape and the Eastern Cape, and we will now, in the next few weeks, actually be rolling out the program in Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, as well. So we are very excited about the fact that MUT's program, people are starting to appreciate the impact of the program and to appreciate the work that MUT does. And so now we are being invited to participate in a lot more schools and colleges, and just really pushing that. So I think that would be the second achievement. The third achievement is how we have actually built capacity within our educators and lecturers, because one of the important things to know is that when we roll out the program, we never roll out the program from a situation where MUT goes into the school or goes into the college to deliver the program ourselves. What we do is we will build capacity within educators and lecturers. And it's so important, because what it means is we give those schools and colleges positive role models for the kids to constantly refer to. I don't know if you're aware, but Stats South Africa is saying that there's going to be an overwhelming number of households that are single parent households, and specifically female mothers are going to lead households. And that means that these boys are going to be more and more looking for role models. You know, in the families, they don't have a male role model. So when we can present a MUT coach as a male role model to these kids at schools or at colleges, it becomes such an important thing. So those are some of our accomplishments. You know, we've been able to successfully roll out the program. We've also finally, I will say, we've just done a lot of research on the impact of our program. And it's, I'm very proud to say, as the country director, we now know from research done by the University of the Western Cape's post school studies department, we now know that when kids do the MUT program, there is a greater retention. So in other words, there's a greater number of kids that stay in school.
Mm.
So in other words, the absenteeism or the dropout rate is less. We also know that we have a definite impact on academics. More kids pass when they do this program, and we also have an impact on academic performance. In other words, we now know that we are getting kids to do, on average, one symbol higher in their academic work. So it's something we're very, very proud of, is the impact of the MOOD program.
So when we talk about youth, we talk about youngsters in their teens, youngsters in the early 20s. So what programs is there for youngsters in the age group of 16 to 25?
Okay, so we have two programs. We have a robust youth program for 12 to 16 years old, where we focus on delivering the program using examples and activities that 12 to 16 year olds enjoy. And then we have a program also for robust youth from 16 to 35. And so that's how we deliver that program in the colleges. That's the one program that we actually deliver in the colleges. But we are actually very excited because at a global level, they are busy working on a program for even grade 1, 2, and 3, because we're finding that even kids as young as that are starting to face very, very specific challenges for that age group. But that will probably only be ready for rollout in South Africa in next year. But, you know, so we have a very, very effective program. One of the things many people will say to me is, Viola, where's the learner manual? You know, the people that participate, where's the manual that they fill in? And we keep saying to them, our program is completely inclusive. We include people with disability. We include people with different academic levels, so there's not a lot of, there's almost no writing. It's always experiential learning, discussions, and then any writing will take place as journaling, where the kids will actually journal their experiences, but they can also write or draw that experience. They can do a video on the experience. So, you know, it's a very, very experiential learning is very, very important in the MOOD program, so that we can make sure we include as many kids as possible.
Wow. Is there any advice
it's
you want?
It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Very exciting stuff.
So is there any advice you want to give to a youngster who is facing challenges and seeking empowerment and support?
Well, I firstly want to tell you that the number of kids facing challenges is scary in terms of the statistics. You know, we talk about statistics very flippantly, and we don't seem to realize that behind the statistics are real people. You know, and there's real lives at stake when we talk about the suicide rate among young people. And so if anybody listening to the show is saying, you know, I think I'm struggling with my mental health, I think the first thing I would say to them is you are not alone. There's a lot of your peers, a lot of young people that are struggling.
Yes.
And to deal with that struggle requires courage.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we are going to encourage our young people to show that level of courage. And the first step is to acknowledge that you do need to speak to someone. Be very selective about who you speak to. Make sure you speak to somebody who can be of assistance and not somebody who's going to exacerbate your problem or make your problem worse. And usually we will direct people to, you know, different helplines that government has established. And so one of the things I will say, that not everybody has access to telephones and so on, but I think the thing that I would always say to youth is find someone you trust. Someone, when you look at their lives, it's somebody that you admire and respect for the way they've lived their lives. Find that person and talk to that person and ask that person to help direct you to the right professionals who can help you, a social worker or a psychologist that can help you deal with the concerns you have around your mental health.
That's good advice. I've been on MOOD's website. I've been on these socials. I've seen the impact and the difference you can make and you are willing to make. So it's definitely a keep it up at MOOD, I must say. Keep it up. Thank you, Ms. Viola, for your time.
I would encourage your listeners to please follow us on socials.
Yes.
You know, if you want that that just that thing to lift you up every day, that positive energy, that
yes,
positive
yes.
message, you know. And of course, everybody that can also contact us on info@mut.org.za.
Yes, I will also place this on the KC WhatsApp. So if you don't have the number, 082-414-1077. Thank you, Ms. Fiola. It was an honor having you on the show. I'm sure we all have taken or ate in. But thank you.
Thank you, Yala. Bye. Thank you. And thanks to all the listeners. God bless.
Have a nice night. Bye.